Sheila Ekman is a candidate for Lee County Commission District 1 in the upcoming Republican primary. Our guest in Auburn Opelika this morning. Your campaign brochure, Sheila, says no contributions, no obligations, full-time commitment. All right. Those are great words, but what does that mean to you as the candidate in this election?
Well, the no contributions, no obligations is a theme of mine. I used that in my first three elections. And mm-hmm. I would love to prove at the county level what I've already proven at the city level, that you can run for public office, just an average citizen, without having to go out and raise a lot of money. And I have proven that, and I hope I can prove that at the county level. I ran into a gentleman in Lochipoco. He said, you know, I thought about running for this, but I talked to some of the people, and they told me it would cost $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. No, it can way, way, way less than that. I couldn't do that. I think people understand when you're paying your own way, if your brochures, like the one you have in your
right.
hand, is homemade, if you did it yourself. I think people understand that and respect that.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping it'll work for me this time.
Well, and as you mentioned, you've done this on the city level, the city council level. Do you feel that you can do this? Do you feel you're doing this on the county level right now?
I think so, but that's kind of like people ask you all the time during a campaign, how is it going? There's no way to know.
Right.
You know, I get good vibes, but there's just no way to know.
Right. All right. Full-time commitment, what does that mean to you?
That means I don't have a full-time job that I have to attend to otherwise, and I'll just give whatever it takes. The first term that I was on city council, I was kind of unique in that I had not been on committees or commissions within the city. I traveled in my job. I couldn't do that.
Right.
But I wanted to get involved. But I didn't know as much as I should know. So that first term, I went to 557 meetings. Just to learn.
Right.
You know, I went to every meeting, the cemetery right. meetings, the bicycle meetings, and whatever. And I'm willing to make that kind of commitment to learn the job of being county commissioner.
Sheila, what were you doing at that time when you decided to run for city council the first time? As you mentioned, your job required a lot of travel at that point.
I was just finishing up working in fundraising development, and my last assignment was actually in the athletic department
okay.
at Auburn, but I was there as a consultant.
Okay. All right. Again, Sheila Ekman running in County Commission District 1, this is a big district. All right. When you've been out and about, and I know that's an important part of your campaign is getting out and pressing the flesh and talking to folks, what are some of the topics, what are some of the issues that you hear from residents in District 1 on the Lee County Commission?
Well, I have tried to get out. I've been to the Lochipoca Town Council. I've been to the Waverly Supper that they have once a month and the Farmville Supper that they have once a month. And, of course, it's very different if you're talking to somebody in town or somebody in the county.
Right.
People in town sometimes don't know they have a county commissioner, but they do, and they vote for that person, and they pay taxes in the county. 1% in town, the tax is 1% if you're in town. 1% goes to the county, and if you're in the county buying something, 3%. But all of that money goes to the schools. But at any rate, to answer your question, I don't get a lot of concerns expressed by those in town, except perhaps those at Camden Ridge or areas like that that abut the county.
Right.
Out in the county, I've had concerns expressed about water pressure, fire protection, those sorts of things, and always, of course, roads.
Right.
And another one, you know, a lot of people, when they think of county commissioner, they think road commissioner.
Hmm.
And, of course, they do. That is a big part of their job. But really, the more money is spent on public safety, the sheriff's department. And there are some issues there at the Lochipoca Town Council. They're having problems with burglaries out there.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the sheriff, because of the economy, has had to cut back on the deputies on the road. So that's a big concern in that particular area.
Right. And so, as you mentioned, the concerns are greatly different for those that
yeah.
live in the county, out in the county,
yes.
as opposed to those that are living in the city of Auburn.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Roads is a big part, as you mentioned. I mean, it's if there is an issue that shows up on the Lee County agenda, Lee County Commission agenda, more times than anything else, it is roads. As you've been out and about, I mean, how important, how much of a need is that as far as roads, converting dirt roads, maintaining roads, and that type of thing?
Maintenance, of course, is huge, and I know from my time on city council how expensive it is. And we've worked hard, for instance, on city council to get developer buy-in on a lot of things to help with those things, mm-hmm. and to have rigid requirements as to what the street, how it's built, because we know eventually we're going to be keeping it up. And I have a place in my district right now, in my ward, mm-hmm. that would also be in this district that was a county road that we took in that is a nightmare. I mean, it's not good at all. So that is one of the concerns.
All right. Sheila Ekman is our guest. She is a candidate for Lee County Commission District 1 in the upcoming Republican primary. We'll have more with Sheila after your weather.